We are now going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. Chaf Dalid Amud Beis on Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We left off in the middle of discussing the Mishnah had said that Ram Gamliel used to have models of the moon in order to show the Edom to ask them, oh, Hakazeri Isa, did you see like this? Did you see like this? So the Gemara had raised the question, are you really allowed to have models of the moon? I thought you're not allowed to have models of things that are Mishamish Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara had said it's only life-size models that you're not allowed to have, and a person can never make a life-size model of the moon. Anyway, so the Gemara now asks, is that true? You're allowed to make models of the moon because since you can never approximate the size? Just because you can't make an accurate depiction of the moon, is it really mutter? Doesn't the Bryce say you're not allowed to make the images of the constellations, even those things that are b'marom, like malachim and srafim? You're not allowed to make the images of different angels, and you're obviously not able to approximate that in any realistic way. When the Torah says you're not allowed to make malachim, it means you're not allowed to make the chayos hakodesh whose images were on the kisei hakavod, and that's the four faces of the shor and adam and aryeh and anesher together. That's what we say that a person is not allowed to make a tzura that has four panim, that has four faces together. But anything else that's up on high, like the sun, the moon, that's totally fine. Elamayat asks Gemara, if that's really true, parts of Adam Luchudei Tishtari, maybe that indicates that you're allowed to make a bust of a person's face, because it's only one of the four faces, and the Torah only asks us making all four together. Alam Atanya, why does it say in a Brisa, Kala Partufas Mutar Nuchlus Mi Parts of Adam, that you're not allowed to make a bust of a person's face? Amar Afun Ebrei Davidi Mi Pirkei Da Abaye Shmili, we darshan from Abaye the explanation, we learn from Abaye the explanation, Lo Sas Niti, Lo Sas that you're not allowed to make anything that looks like me, like I would appear in the Nevuah, and the Navi Yecheskel tells us, Kemara Adam Alav Milamala, that God sometimes appears in Nevuah like a human being. So Shar Shemashim Nishari, but still, is it mutter to make all the other things that appear in the sky? V'atanya l'sas niti l'sas n'kundushma mashay ha-masham shen l'fanei b'marim kigon, ofan ha-musraf, m'chayas ha-kodesh, m'lach ha-shares. We see you're not allowed to make any of the angelic beings. So the same should be true of the sun and the moon, that they should be included in the Yisr. Amar Abai, lo asra Torah el shamashin shebemadur ha'elyon. The Torah only asks us making things that are up in the seventh heaven. That's what it says. That's E.T. That's mamish with Hashem. But that which is in the lower skies, like the sun and the moon, that one is allowed to make. Asking Mar v'shemadur ha'tachlan mishari, is that really true? You're allowed to make the things in the lower skies? V'atanya, don't we have a Brisa Darshan Zasher Bashamayim, that since the Pasuk says that you're not allowed to make a pestle of a cult to moon Asher Bashamayim, Mel Basher Baritz Mitachas, we Darshan Asher Bashamayim is Lerabbis Chamelvana Kochav Mazalos, so that you're not allowed to make the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. Mima'al Rabbis Malachi Asharis. Mima'al refers to the Malachi Asharis. So don't you see that it's Asher? Answers Gemara Kitanya Hi La'avdam. That's only if you're making it to worship them. If it's to worship it, you shouldn't even be allowed to make the image of a little tiny worm. If it's to worship it, you're not allowed to worship anything. Yeah, that's true, even a little worm. And that's in fact the second half of the pasuk, that you're not even allowed to make these tiny little things, tiny little creatures, if your intention is to worship them. But to make sun and the moon without the intention to worship it is totally permissible, again, at this stage in the Gemara. So ask the Gemara, Vasir Gredasa Mishari, is it mutter to make a sun and the moon without the intention to worship it? Vatanya, we have a brisa, lo sasin iti, lo sasin kedemus shamash, ayam shamshon lefanai, kigon chamo levana kochavim umazalos. It says, beferish, that you're not allowed to make these things because they're included in lo sasin iti, and not because you're just doing it to worship them, says the Gemara. Here's the answer. Shaini Rem Gamliel, Tachei Rimasulo. No, Rem Gamliel didn't make these images. He had these images. other people made them for him. And that's why it was okay. There was no Isir. In fact, the Gemara of Rav Yehuda d'Acher Masalo, Rav Yehuda had a certain image that other people had made. Vamle Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna, and Rav Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, sharp one, Samei Eini Didain, you ruin the eye of that, you should ruin the eye of that statue that you have, or not, that image that you have on your signet ring, because even though other people made it for you, you can't keep it, you're not allowed to have such a thing. So how can we answer from Gamliel that other people made it? Apparently, even when other people make it, you're not allowed to have such a thing. And says Gemara, Hasam Chasama Boletava, by Rabbi Yehuda's ring, the image that was on the signet was protruding. Omishum Chashada, and the concern was Chashad, that people are going to say that he had an Avodah Zarah, so that's why Shmuel said he should ruin it. Kedetanya Tabas, Chosama Bolet, Asulanicha, Umutalachtumba. If you have a ring whose image protrudes, you're not allowed to put it on, but you're allowed to sign with it. Because it will make an indented image when you sign with it. Chasama Shokea, if it's engraved image, it's a deep engraved image, Mutzal Hanicha, you're allowed to wear it because it's not protruding, but you're not allowed to sign with it because the image that it will make when you sign with it, when you stick it into wax, is a protruding image. So, frankly, Maramicha Shin Lechashada, are we really concerned that people will be choshed by Hibe Knishta de Shaf V'Yasiv? There was a shul that was in a place called Shaf V'Yasiv Benarda, in the town of Narda, the Havibe in Darta, that had a tselem of an image of a king, Vahavu Aili Ravu Shmuel, and Ravu Shmuel used to go there, Vavu Adishmuel V'Levi, and Avu Adishmuel and Levi went there, Umatzlu Hasim, and they davened there, V'lo Chayshi Lechashada, and they weren't concerned that people were going to be choshed them. So says Gemara, yeah, Rabim Shaini. If it was a place that a lot of people are found, so you don't have to be choshish, people are going to think that you're doing Avodah Zarah, because obviously no one would do it in such a public way. So frankly, Gemara, but for Rabbi Gamliel Yachidu, Rabbi Gamliel did it in his attic in a quiet place, so shouldn't he be choshish for Chashad? Kiven de Nasi hu shchichi Rabin Gabay. There is no privacy for a Nasi. Since he's the Nasi, there are always a lot of people around, so you don't have to worry that it's going to be an invasion of his privacy on any level. I mean, you don't have to worry, rather, that it's going to apply chashad, because over here it is a public place. His house is a Rishus Rabin. Ibayaseima, another possible explanation why Rabin Gamliel is allowed to have these images, Diprakim Hava, that wasn't full image of the moon, it was pieces of the moon. Or he was just doing it for the purposes of learning, that you're not allowed to be lomid lasos, but you're allowed to make them in order to understand, in order to delve more deeply into the sugya. So let's make that the main point. Several explanations, how many? Three explanations of why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have the images of the moon. Why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have the images of the moon. Number one, other people made it for him. Number two, he had only partial images. Number three, it was for the purpose of learning. Those are the three explanations why he was allowed to have the image of the moon. And this is after we had the previous explanation, which we didn't seem to like so much, that he was allowed to have it because you're only not allowed to have angels, but you're allowed to have things that are in the lower sky. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah over there on the bottom of Chavdal and Beis next time.